better, but that offense of Harbor Beach was able to do just enough, get first downs when needed, extend drives, and able to punch in a couple touchdowns to win this game.
I'll have to confirm this stat here, but just 3 first downs for Lakers tonight, Harbor Beach with 14. Time of possession, it was on the number, 29 minutes for Harbor Beach, 19 minutes for Lakers. And then when you take a look at the biggest stat other than what we've already discussed would be the third down conversions. Lakers 1 for 8, Harbor Beach 7 for 13. But fourth downs, Lakers 1 for 5, Harbor Beach 3 for 6 altogether on this evening, in a night that Lakers offense just 50 total yards. I can't quite get over that because we've seen them put up massive points on other teams.
Oh, wow. And to know that they put up a ton of yards and scored on Cass City. They beat Hudson. They have not really struggled. They've had a half or a quarter and a half where they struggled. You know, they only scored once against USA in the first half, once against Caro in the first half. But in the second half, they kicked it into another gear, a gear that I don't even know if they can find often enough. But this team is very potent. They have a unique offense. But Harbor Beach's defense clearly had good tape and forced Lakers to do things that they normally don't want to do, throw the football and go away from guys. But this Harbor Beach defense completely blanketed the Laker offense, and Lakers offense really had no answer for it.
Just unbelievable. Whereas we're collecting other scores, we'll get to those in a second. Harbor Beach's offense, 232 total yards, all on the ground. 54 rushes, over 3 in passing for Anderson on the night. They were led by, on the rushing attack, by, no surprise here, Devin Puff, 22 carries, 116 yards and 2 scores for him. Devin Fingle, 9 carries, 43 yards. Ethan Hessling, 11 carries, 41 yards and 1 touchdown. Michael Anderson, quarterback, 11 carries, 28 yards. 1 fumble way back in the second play of the game. Anderson through the air, 0 for 3.
If you're looking at Harbor Beach, you're gonna nitpick their offense for the future, because when the playoff comes around, you're going to need to be able to throw the football if you want to make a decent run and get to a semifinal or further. And Michael Anderson was not sharp tonight, and I hope that the coaching staff of Harbor Beach and Michael Anderson work on that a little bit more this week, and in the playoffs, utilize it. I'd like to see them go out and show people in the first half that they can throw the football, because they have big receivers. They have Mason Yon. They have Nathan Seaman. They have their backs out of the backfield. They can all catch the football, and I think that's an element of this offense that's missing, and I think that's what they need to kind of blow the top off of this offense. And Lakers would love to do the same thing. They would love for Bryce Sears to be very sharp throwing the football so that they could mix that into the offensive scheme in the first half to kind of take and get that those linebacking core backed up a little bit so they're not crowding the line of scrimmage. Harbor Beach was able to cheat up, completely blow up the line of scrimmage all night long, and that was enough for Harbor Beach to hold off this Lakers team, and Lakers, unfortunately, unable to come up with much on offense.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at other area games and wrap up our coverage here from week number 9 in Harbor Beach, as the Pirates shut out Lakers in week number 9, 20-0 after 48 minutes of play, right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our 3 senior living communities, or maybe one of our 4 pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Hi, it's Mike, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Mike LePage from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we are a proud supporter of our local communities and school athletics. No team is complete without a good coach. Let Thumb Bank and Trust be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that is Thumb Bank. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
Week number 9, Harbor Beach shuts out Lakers 20-0. All final score, Lakers with a total of 50 yards on the night, Harbor Beach with 232. Now we take a look at other area games across the region. We'll start in 8-player football. Kingston big over Mayville, 43-12 in the fourth quarter. It was 43-6 at the end of the third quarter. Deckerville victorious over Peck, 20-8. As they take out Peck and Deckerville, the outright NCTL Blue Champs. In the NCTL 8-player. And then of North Huron gets a forfeiture win over Dryden, and Bay City All Saints forfeiture win over CPS. And moving on to 11-player football, well, we're hearing rumblings from Let's Talk Sports, Caro 92-1. Reese was trailing Saginaw MLS just by 10 points, 23-13 at the end of the third quarter to start the fourth quarter there. End of the first quarter, North Branch 16, Caro 14. Have not heard anything since then. USA scores with 27 seconds left against Brown City to take the lead 36-28. And that one more than likely a final from Brown City. USA would then end up with 4-5 on the season. Sandusky, last we heard, was leading Bad Axe 30-20 in the fourth quarter. Cass City loses to Ubley. Ubley 20. Cass City 6. Cass City now 7-2 in the season. Ubley 7-2 on the season. Big playoff points there for the Ubley Bearcats.
Well, the East making a statement tonight as the top two teams in the West go down to the first and the third best team in the East as Harbor Beach blanks Lakers here in front of us, and Cass City is only able to put up six on Ubley. Both very impressive victories as those, as